Blog Talk Radio.
Elephant.
Elephant.
Oh, you're trying to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today we have a fabulous guest on the show. You know, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. And Saturdays, usually, it's called Ask Rebecca Anything, where you can call in. But today, you'll be able to do both. You'll be able to ask me, or you'll be able to ask Tracy J., which is my guest. And let me give you a little bit of her background before I bring her on. But even before I do that for my new listeners, let me just share with you what the hell is Reality Spirituality? What kind of show is this? Close your eyes and remember a time when you've experienced an indescribable moment, a moment that connected you with the universe. I had one of those moments this morning. I was taking a walk outside and the sun was just rising. I can see the mountains and the trees, and I just spread my arms open and I was just filled up with the beauty, with the just being close to the mountain, just filling up with all of it. And as usual, when I have those moments, I'm crying, I tear up, and those are the moments that I look forward to, but I want more of those moments. And this show, Reality Spirituality, teaches, shares how to experience more of those moments in your day, in your life, more of those moments on your journey. And how do we do that? How do I share? Well, I share by, listen, when I was younger, I wanted two things. Number one, to live to my potential. And number two, to be happy. And so, you know, when you ask, it's always given. And this being happy, this being happy is an inside job. I set my personal temperature gauge, internal temperature gauge to happiness, to knowing that everything that happens is in order, knowing that the universe has my best interest. Everything that happens to me throughout the day, throughout my life, is for my betterment. And I know that. And also, I just surrender. I surrender to it all. I surrender to what's happening. I surrender to anything and everything that used to, because I wasn't always like this, that used to irritate the hell out of me. And I actually asked the universe to get rid of this irritation, get rid of being annoyed, get rid of getting angry, get rid of it. I mean, I spent most of my life getting angry because the wind wasn't blowing the way I wanted it to blow. And I've learned what adds to happiness and what subtracts from happiness. And so that's why I'm here. That's what this show is about. Reality Spirituality teaches you how to maintain and sustain your happiness regardless of the circumstance, regardless of your relationship, regardless of if the sun is shining or it's raining, or it doesn't matter. doesn't matter. So that's what reality spirituality is about, and welcome to the show. And today I have a great, wonderful guest. I feel like I've known these sisters forever, even though we just met, a couple of weeks ago? But you know how you connect with people just instantly? And last week I had her sister on, Kalina Smith, and today Tracy J is on, and Tracy J is a Reiki master, and she's master in the tradition of Miko Wat and Yusi, and has been practicing Reiki for nearly 10 years. During this time, she's explored the use of supportive energetic tools such as crystals, feathers, and Tibetan bells. When appropriate, Tracy integrates these tools into her Reiki treatments, offering Reiki with a twist. I love that. Tracy is passionate about holistic health care and works to empower clients to take an active role in their health and well-being. At the end of a session, Tracy will discuss the treatment and or offer suggestions to help the client support their own life force energy. Let me get rid of, I have all these sounds on. I have so many areas open. And that's Tracy J. Tracy J., welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for being here. Hello? Oh, no! Oh, no! Hold on a second. Let's see if we can get her back on. Ooh, that's what happens. Reality, spirituality. Let me make another send video message. Let me get her back on, audience. Hold on to your seats. Here we go. Here we go. Call. There we go. Bink, 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 bink. And this is live. Now, if you have any questions in the chat room or if you would like to call in, you can, of course. The number here is area code 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. And let me try calling again. Call. Okay. Okay, you know why you hear silence? Because I'm not saying anything right now. Hold on a second. I'm trying to get Tracy J back on. She's in Canada, and I guess that doesn't... I keep getting kicked off. Let's see. Hold on. Let me try one more time, audience, and then what we're going to do is... And then what we're going to do is I'm going to email her and ask her to call in on another line. How's that? Okay, in the meantime, no, there is not going to be in the meantime. I'm trying to, let me send her an email. To call in. Let me see. Well, thank you all for being so patient. You do have options. Let's see. Let me do this. Okay, so this is what we're going to do, because I'm trying to connect with her. Let me try that again. Well, that is the first time in history of Reality Spirituality, which has been on for almost 2 years, and I am not able to connect. That's really powerful energy, isn't it? Okay, this is what we're going to do. Oh. Oh, hello? Skype is trying to connect us. Just be patient, audience. Just be patient, just for a little bit. Just be patient. Boy, this is, now remember what I was talking about earlier about staying connected and being happy regardless of whatever happens? Because honestly, this is the truth. The truth is, it's never about what happens. It's always about your internal state, your personal vibration. And here you're getting a perfect example live. Trying to connect and no one's connecting. Unable to reach this contact. Contact. Well, this is what happened yesterday. Let me share with you. Tracy J offered to give me a reading and read. Oh, is that
hi,
you?
Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tracy. Sorry about that, guys.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The show's over, though.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. That was quick. I had to move my computer, and just all of a sudden everything went dead. I was like, oh, it must be the energy. So
it is the energy. I do believe that. You know what? Let me say this. I don't know what it was, but listen, what I love about this show is the audience got a great example of, okay, so something went quote-unquote wrong, and in reality, nothing goes wrong. Everything is happening for a perfect reason. And here you are, back again.
Here I am, and we're already okay. That's, you know what I mean? Like, we're already all good.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I was sharing with my audience yesterday you asked me to be at home and lie down and just concentrate on my breathing, and which I did, and I turned off the phones, and a little behind the scene, what happened was I fell asleep, and I was asleep for probably about another hour and an hour and a half maybe, and then I woke up to you sending me a message on Facebook telling me that, you know, the time was changed, and you'll start the energy treatment. What is it called that you did? What was that?
It's called Reiki.
Reiki, yes.
Reiki, but it was distant Reiki.
Oh, distant. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Distant Reiki, which I've never heard of. I mean, I just never have. And so then you sent the Facebook message, and you said you're going to do the distant Reiki. And I was asleep through the whole thing.
But you need it. You totally needed that sleep.
I guess I did. Of course. If I was sleeping, of course I needed it. So can you share with the audience what you found?
Sure.
Yes.
So with distant Reiki, and just to kind of give a background for the listeners who've never heard of Reiki, Reiki was discovered by a gentleman in about the 1920s by Dr. Yusui from Japan. He was he was quite the fellow. He had a very spiritual background, but he also was into medicine, but he became a Buddhist monk. And in 1922, he kind of got connected to this universal energy that allows people to basically be able to channel, become a catalyst of this universal energy, which is pure love and pure healing energy, and to be able to help heal others or balance their energy systems. So everyone has a energetic field associated to them. And what's great, science is actually now catching up and actually having proof of that we all have a energetic aura or our energy field. But basically, the Reiki practitioner or Reiki master connects to that energy, that universal energy, or whatever you want to call it. It could be healing energy or godlike energy, whatever. But just pure healing, loving energy. It comes through the Reiki practitioner. And then it's absorbed by the person's energy field. So yesterday, what I did, and there is a process for Reiki practitioners or Reiki masters to follow, to actually send distance Reiki. And there's no limitations to this. You just need yesterday. I had your permission to send it to you, and I knew your location and your name, so I sent you energy. And distance Reiki normally lasts for about 20 to 25 minutes per session. And it just kind of helps clear your energy field. And, of course, when I did send you some energy, and I always say I just kind of show off. I can't really take credit. I'm just a catalyst
uh-huh.
to the energy.
Yes,
so,
yes.
But I could actually start seeing what was going on in your energy field. So sometimes I'll pick up on some messages for you. So when I start sending you energy, I could see that there was a lot of tree energy around you, protecting you, surrounding you, and how wonderful your spirit was, and how your message that you're conveying is really helping others. And I've seen a little bit of your past life energy. I was able to see a couple of food items that would really be good for you to eat. And I always tell people when I pass along messages, just to kind of take it with a grain of salt, because it should resonate with you, and if it doesn't, then that's okay.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Hawaii very, very strong around you. I felt like you were going to Hawaii. But I also felt that you needed some rest, so I was really happy when you messaged me saying that you fell asleep, because it felt like you needed that. You're quite busy. So I was able to, but your energy was flowing very nicely in your body. You take, obviously you take very good care of yourself. So that's, and I know it's kind of hard. Reiki is really difficult to describe sometimes because you almost need to experience it.
Mm. First of all, thank you so much for sending me all that energy. And I've heard, I have to say, I've heard of Reiki. I know people that are Reiki masters or practice Reiki, but I never, ever followed up or did research. I don't even know what it is until you just explained it to me. And so how did you get into this field? Because when I was talking to Kalina last week, she was saying that I probably need to get into this Reiki. How do you and what do you do and how did you?
I was always interested in learning about healing. There was
healing.
I think it was called Unsolved Mysteries. Do you guys remember that show years back?
Yes.
I remember watching an episode, and there was like a little child. He cut his finger almost to the point where he severed it. And his mother was doing, I don't know if it was Reiki or healing touch, but she was doing some sort of healing. They were calling the mystery healing. And she kept her son very calm. The hospital staff was very surprised when they arrived at the hospital how calm the child was, because his finger was basically almost cut off.
Uh-huh.
They were able to save his finger, and of course the doctors were shocked about how quickly he recovered, and that he had full functionality of his finger. After they didn't think it would actually happen, and they attribute they think that there was something to that, but there was the mystery. Well, What was it? How did she do that? So I remember watching that as a child, thinking one of these days I'm going to do that. I really wanted to do that. And then Then when I was going to university, of course, I still wasn't convinced. I was going into the corporate world. I wasn't too convinced about what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was a little bit lost. And my sister, being her psychic little self, told me that I need to get into Reiki. So she introduced me to, I had my first Reiki session with my future Reiki master, Sheila Earle. And right after the first session, and it did take a while. I was laying on the table for 20 minutes thinking, I'm going to have to give back my money because I'm not feeling anything, right?
Yes.
But then all of a sudden it hit me, and I just felt this wave of warm and heat. And it just felt like an out-of-body experience, but very relaxing. And after the session, I just got out of the got off the table, and I said to Sheila, I need to know how to do this. So that's kind of how I got into it. And I was doing some research. Like in Canada, we have the Canadian Reiki Association, which has a list of Reiki practitioners and masters. You want to learn if you are looking to get into Reiki.
Yeah.
I recommend that you, of course, first get a Reiki treatment. There's distance Reiki and then also in-person Reiki.
Uh-huh.
If you get a session in person, it should be about 30 minutes to an hour.
Uh-huh.
If it's your first session on the table or on the, it's like a massage table. I always call it Reiki table, but you probably want to book an hour because it may take a while for your energy field to kind of absorb the energy. Now,
okay.
Where you are very energetic, people who are very energetic and very attuned will probably feel it a lot quicker. I got into this about 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, and I wasn't into all these different energy fields at
uh-huh,
the time.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
So if you do decide, once you have your treatment and you're like, yes, I want to, there's a few levels, there's three levels. For Reiki, although different groups sometimes they have three or four levels, but in Canada it's three levels, and when I was looking at the U.S., you guys have three levels as well, and this is for the Usui method. So with Reiki, I want to mention that there are different forms of Reiki. It's like almost like, you know, how you have Swedish massage and then you have different techniques.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Reiki has a kind of different flavor. So I'm trained in the traditional Usui method of Reiki, but there's rainbow Reiki. There's a bunch of different types of Reiki that that you can learn. Anyhow, so if you were looking for a Reiki practitioner.
Hold on a second. So you said there's different types, and why are there, okay, so there's different types of Reiki, but is that a personal choice?
It is a personal choice. You have to, where we all have different energy fields.
Yes.
You may feel drawn to a different technique of Reiki.
Okay, got it.
Now, a lot of people will start off with the traditional Reiki and then branch off. But really, when I say traditional Reiki, it's almost your foundation for your learning. So you kind of get the basics, but what you're going to do, the reason why I say Reiki with a twist is because you're going to make it your own. You're going to start to remember, normally when anytime I teach Reiki or any Reiki master who teaches Reiki will probably tell their students this. When you start getting to Reiki, it almost wakes you up to other things that you used to do maybe in past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like your intuition will go up, normally 9 times out of 10 it will go up. It's really up to the individual, but you'll start to remember perhaps maybe you were a shaman in a past life, or maybe you were
a queen or a king.
It could be a bunch of different healing modalities.
Oh, healing. Okay, got it.
Healing, but it could also be if you were a king or a queen, or perhaps you were and I hate to use this word, but fortune teller, but back in the day when they were called fortune tellers, it will help waken you up and open you up to that channel, to that universal consciousness that we're all kind of connected, and help you remember who you truly are. So I always say Reiki is just kind of the beginning when you first start learning it.
Wow. Well, let me tell you this. I am definitely going to follow up, and I mean, it just seems like it's so me. It just feels like it fits. And I didn't even realize that until your sister last week. Shout out, Kalina. So your sister last week told me that, you know, look into that. So I'm definitely going to follow up on that.
Definitely. And in the United States, you guys actually have quite a few. You have the Reiki Alliance. And actually, there was a Reiki Academy in L.A., the American Reiki Academy in L.A., that there's a Reiki master for 25 years who's teaching Reiki. She's definitely someone to check out. And I can email you that link.
Okay. Thank you so much. Wow. Interesting. I know the show is about the listeners, but let me just throw a little bit of me in there just for a second. I've been given readings, and one of the things that always comes up is I am a healer. Healer can mean a lot of different things. It could just mean a lot of different things, and I really resonate with that. And even my listeners, you know, we all are here to find, not really to find, but to experience our gifts and to share our gifts. And so that's one of mine, and I'm definitely going to be looking to be continued.
Definitely. You will shine, and you are shining already.
Yes, I am shining. I'm shining like the sun, and so is everyone else. Everyone else shines, and it's, you know, it's really up to the individual to realize that we're all shining. Everyone is shining. Not one person is not shining. It's just, do you know it yet? Do you know it? Do you believe it? Do you, you know, yeah. So thank you for that. Tracy, so you said you started, which is really fascinating. You started, and you said for a while. So in other words, it took a while for this Reiki to fit, or for you to evolve into it, or what took the time? Yes.
Oh yeah, no. What happened with energy? There's a fluidity to everything that you do.
Fluidity.
So you're never. So when I started into Reiki, I would be able to, I think it was more my intuition that really developed, and building that confidence in my in knowing what messages I'm receiving from the individual's aura, and also from the universal energy or the spirit, whatever you want to call it. What I found when I first started out in Reiki, and it took me 2 years to become a Reiki master teacher. People do teach it a little bit differently, but my Reiki master put it over the course of 2 years, which was good for me. So she was very intuitive. She knew what I could handle.
Okay.
Each person learns a little bit differently. But my intuition, at first, when I first started doing Reiki, I would be able to tell what side was taking more. Each person, your left side represents your female energy or yin energy, and then your right side represents your male energy or yang energy. So at first I would be like, okay, well, your left side's taking more. It may not mean a whole lot. It just may mean that, you know, you may need to rest, all that good stuff. But then what happened was, over a course of time, it evolved into, well, I think you need to eat a little bit of apple. If that resonates with you, I start getting the food messages. And I always tell with food messages, it should be something that you already like to eat.
Yes.
Most of our body, our body is pretty talkative when we listen to it. So and then it evolved into, you know, picking up on what's spirits are around the individual, perhaps what gifts they have. It just kind of evolved, and it's constantly evolving. You know, if 5 years from now, I'll probably be saying something completely different. So it's definitely becoming more about the empowerment of the individual. And one thing I tell people, when you go for any sort of healing session or anything like that, you should feel good. You should feel empowered. And you are in charge of your own healing. I know you mentioned this, Rebecca, about how, you know, you're in charge of your own, how you perceive things.
Yeah.
Same thing when you go for energy. When you go in, you are giving permission for that individual to work on you, but you are in charge of that healing session.
I love that. I love that. Now, okay, so how often do people, or in your practice, in the way you practice, how often do people come in for, do we call them treatments?
Yeah, treatments or sessions.
Sessions.
There are some insurance companies that cover Reiki treatments, and actually down in the United States, you guys have more coverage, I believe, than Canada right now, because I know my uncle about 10 years ago, 10 or, yeah, about 8 years ago, excuse me, when he had cancer, and it was part of his package that he would receive Reiki treatment to help him. And that's why that's one of the reasons, too, that I'm very passionate about that, because he told me that was one of the only things that gave him relief during his illness. But anyways, I digress. So, Reiki treatment. When you go on different organizations, they say some organizations will recommend that you get 4 treatments in a month. I always tell people, I always start off, with your first Reiki treatment, it should be about an hour. If there's a lot of things going on in the energy system, I recommend speaking to your Reiki practitioner or Reiki master. And when I say Reiki master and Reiki practitioner, Reiki master is just someone who actually teaches Reiki.
Okay.
Reiki practitioner just practices it. So I just want to, that's why I keep going interchangeable. So I think for the duration of the show, I'll just say Reiki practitioner.
Oh, thank you. See,
so
that's something else I didn't know. That's good. Thank you. Practitioner, master.
Oh.
Yeah, perfect.
No problem. So if you're trying to figure out the frequency of how often you should go, I always tell people to trust their intuition. It's really difficult, especially if you're trying to develop your intuition and you're not 100% sure. It's almost like, I'm trying to use the analogy like a haircut, but haircuts you can kind of see. But when you start feeling like you need that session, or you want to, and you don't really technically need it, but when you feel like you just need something to help with your energy, then you go for it. It also depends what you're doing outside the Reiki sessions, because if you're going for massage, acupuncture, a naturopath doctor, all those different types of modalities, you may only need Reiki maybe once every 6 months or once a month or whatnot. I have people who come anywhere from once a week to once a month to once a year. And then some people will come quite frequently in the first couple of weeks, have a couple sessions each week, and then they'll feel like their energy calmed down and then kind of decrease their visits.
I love that. I love that. You know why? Because one of the things that I share on this show is just all of us being so different. I say we're as different as our fingerprints. And the difference is, It's really getting tuned into who you are. Really, I mean, who are you, and what is good for you? It doesn't really matter anyone else. What feels good to you? What feels like a fit for you? So I really appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, sorry, Rebecca. I'm starting to get a little bit of an echo. I'm not sure if it's
Okay, you know what? Well, then if you're getting an echo, then let's hang up, and then I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Oof, a lot of energy. Let's hang up, and I'll call her right back. Anyone in the chat room want to have a question, feel free for Kalina, not Kalina, for Tracy J. Kalina's her sister. Here we go. We're going to call back. Right now, call.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi,
Hi. Perfect. Okay, the energy's just pumping on the show. That's what.
I'm telling you, it's between you, it's between me, and all of the people that are listening. I mean, we're all just so fired up for this.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And like I said, anytime you hear anything, just let me know ASAP.
Okay.
Back to the treatment. So if a person, I mean, can anyone practice a Reiki?
Absolutely. Anyone has this ability. It is one of the theories about Reiki, and I mean, that's just a word that we call it, but they think that everyone way back in the day used to have this connection.
Mm.
You know how they used to say people, it's been in the Bible and other scriptures have reported that people living for a couple hundred years?
Yeah.
They actually think their connection to the universal energy was so strong that they actually did live for a couple hundred years. But over the course of time, we just got disconnected from it.
Now you hit something, because it feels so believable, because I think we're eventually going back to that. I mean, we're going back to getting this connection with the universe, and we're going to be able to communicate without using words, communicate with our energy. We're just a little bump in the road right now. I kind of think, this is my opinion, that we're really prehistoric right now. We're cave people when it comes to the universe. You said lost the connection. What are your thoughts about that?
I love your analogy. I agree. I think, if you look at the news, the things that would have maybe slid 5-10 years ago, people aren't putting up with it. You know, people are actually saying, no, we want the truth. We want fairness. We want people to be held accountable for their energy. People have to have ownership. So already, even just looking at the news now compared to, I know this is a little bit, compared to what it was before, it's almost like people are empowering themselves. And with social media, the beauty about this is that we're all, now it's a representation of how we're all interconnected. And I think that's just a forerunner of our other conscious level of connection, that we're all going to realize that, and I mean you realize it, people listening realize it, we're all connected, we're all one, and we have this connection to spirit. I think you're absolutely right. We're going on this course, and we're, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see where we're going to be at in 5-10 years.
I'll just speak for myself. I remember meeting someone really special in my life right now, and I remember it was like 15 years ago, and he said, your energy, you're so full of drama, and I looked at him like, what the hell are you talking, my energy, what the hell does that even mean? And of course now I know what energy means. And there was a couple years ago, actually it's 2011, and I didn't speak for 40 days. I don't know if I share this with Kalina. For 40 days I did not speak. And it was interesting because all I was energy. I mean, I tuned into other people's energy. I could feel, actually, there was an uncomfortable feeling, because I in the beginning, I felt uncomfortable not speaking. I mean, you know how hard that is not to speak for 40 days and continuing my life, going to work. Of course, when I was teaching my aerobic classes, I had to speak. But for the most part not speaking, and then having to pay attention to people's energy and having to communicate with my energy. So we all are energy, and the thing is, we're energy magnets. We are magnets. That's why it's so important to be responsible for your energy, because whatever your energy is, that's what you are going to draw to you. That's what you're going to attract.
Absolutely, and what a beautiful lesson that you went through, like a training period that you went through just to kind of master your own energy and to really become the observer of everyone else's, and including yours, your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fantastic. I don't know, I may have to try that someday.
Well, just little doses. One of the things that I realize now, because I did that, is that some people are very uncomfortable with silence. And I'm not going to say some people. I'm going to look in the mirror and say I was uncomfortable with silence before I even did that. And now I can sit in a room with someone and not speak to them, but if they want to speak, then I'm going to have to talk. But I could sit in a room and not speak to anyone and be comfortable. It's really interesting.
Well, it's almost, and it's also looking at, yes, the silence, but also there's the stillness.
Stillness and silence. So I'm gonna ask my audience. I'm gonna challenge you for a day, or maybe an afternoon. Start off small. I always say just start off really small steps, or maybe even an hour. But just practice being quiet and being still, and especially if you're surrounded by people, that's the real challenge.
Well, I was thinking I want to do this a day this coming week. So I am going to take you up on your challenge, Rebecca. I am going to take an afternoon and not speak. People may rejoice, but I'm going to. I think that's a beautiful lesson, and I'm going to try that.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to let me know how it goes, please.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be surrounded by people, correct?
Yes.
Ooh wee.
It'll be challenging, but we'll do it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yay. One of the things, this is another thing that I realized the first day that I did that. Well, I also had a pad, a pen, and like I had to get gas at the gas station. So I would take my little pad with me, and then I would write, $50 on number 8. And what happened was people really thought that I couldn't speak, and I got some sympathy energy. I was like, it's really a fascinating experiment and challenge. I loved it.
No, beautiful. Well, I'll definitely let you know how I do.
Okay, good. Okay, let's go back to Reiki. Now, we already know all of it. What has been an experience that you were maybe not too fond of? Have you had experiences like that with people? Maybe not too fond of what happened, or the challenges?
I'm just trying to think. I'm very fortunate. Really good experiences, and even some experiences that kind of go, that might have been tricky, but they were all great learning lessons.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to think of one. I've had people shake quite, because some people will, the body will actually twitch. And so if you ever look in the wild, I do have a point, I promise, so I'll kind of circle back here. When an animal is attacked by a predator, so let's say if the animal gets to escape, they will shake it off. Did you ever see that? If you go on YouTube, animal attack, and that actually escapes. The animal, once they escape, they start shaking it off, shaking that fear, that adrenaline rush off.
Okay?
But we, unfortunately, when we have things that perhaps it's high stress situation, or it could be watching a scary movie, or watching, perhaps there was something that really frightened us, we don't shake that off. So what happened was when I first started doing Reiki, I had one person who was actually shaking quite substantially. It was I was starting to get concerned that it was quite intense. And I didn't know, and she didn't feel it because she was in kind of not asleep, but kind of in that subconscious state that you can get when you receive a Reiki treatment. So she was shaking. But after the treatment, she said, oh, she felt so fantastic. She felt she released everything, all her fears. And then once I did some research, that's what I found out, that people who twitch or who shake on a Reiki table or while receiving energetic, because it can happen with healing touch or any other healing sessions, some people will actually shake. So that was a really good lesson, because at the time I was getting a little bit nervous because I was just new to the profession and I didn't know what was going on. So, I mean, if you're a Reiki practitioner and you're new into it, if you have any experiences, as long as you're coming from a place of love and the person, you know, is feeling great after the session, do some research, speak to your Reiki master or your the Canadian Reiki Association, or in America, there's quite a few, like the American Reiki Master Association, there's the International Center for Reiki Training. They have so many articles on Reiki, so that's one thing that comes to mind when you ask me that question.
Now, see, that is fascinating. It makes sense. I've never heard that before. I understand. I've seen the animal shake, but you said something really, really important about shaking it off, and that is so. Because what you're saying is, now I'm in this moment. Not only am I now, I'm in this moment, but there's so much I need to get rid of. There's so much, I call it, you know, suitcases, you know, get rid of this suitcase that you don't need. Everyone can relate to traveling and then overpacking and having too many suitcases. So it's basically just shaking all that extra stuff off, shaking it off. Plus, now you're in the moment. Am I right or am I right?
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's why, you know, you teach aerobics, but that's why that physical component is so important to us, because it helps us release any energy. And you know, they always say, oh, just shake it off and you'll be fine. Well, how true are they? You know, just shake it off and get that out of your energy field, because you don't want that settling into your physical field. And if it does, it's no problem. You'll release it. But it just helps. It helps so much.
You're talking about one of the things that, you know, my shtick is being happy. I'm a happiness specialist, happiness professional. One of the things about being happy is you, unless you're thinking about a moment that just brings you so much joy and so much pleasure and just wonderful, unless you're thinking about something like that, and you're thinking about something that you know, say you didn't like in the past that happened, then you're not in the moment. Then you're not in the moment. Being happy, remaining happy, remaining in this state, of connection to the universe, happens in the present moment. You're just talking about shaking something off. The past, I've asked the universe for, you know, get rid of these thoughts. Do you know that I cannot remember? Do you know that I cannot remember what happened yesterday or happened the day before? I mean, if I sat and tried to really think about it, I could. But the universe has really given me a gift of not remembering yesterday at all. I won't remember this interview.
But see what that is? That's really staying right in the moment. And really, in terms of time, like when there's really the whole concept of linear time, that's just all an illusion, anyways.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's great that you don't focus in on the past. I mean, you kind of release it and stay right in the present moment. And that's honestly what with Reiki, when I do Reiki, when I do a session, I always say, like I said, I'm just kind of showing up there. I'm not really doing the work. It's a really good gig because you just kind of show up and then everything else takes place. But I lose track of time. I actually have to play the music and time the music because it could feel like I'm just working on someone for 10 minutes and an hour's gone by.
Oh, now see, that's another, you said something else that's really key. Time is an illusion. Not only is an illusion, time is a man-made concept. It's you know, man created the watch. So it really isn't about time. And I'm wasting time. Listen, I have an abundance of time. I have an eternity of time. If the stuff doesn't get done in this lifetime, guess what? I'll have another one. Now,
exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So people, let's really focus on it. You're not wasting any time. It's like watching. I always use this analogy. You know, you plant a seed, you plant a rose bush, and then you sit there and hurry up and bloom, and or a baby that's just being born, and you don't say hurry up and, you know, cut your teeth, hurry up, start walking, hurry up, start eating, hurry up, start. Everything is evolving perfectly. There is no such thing as wasting time.
Did you ever hear that old song? Well, I guess it's by Alabama. It's a country song. I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Ooh, no, but I like the title.
Okay. That used to be my theme song about, you know, when I was growing up. I used to think, yep, that's me. It's saying I'm rushing and don't know and trying to hurry, but I don't know why. So it always, anytime we talk about time, I always think about that song. If people are on, definitely Google that song. I'll see if I can find the link and post it on there. It's a country song, but it's a good upbeat one.
Yeah, no. So, listen, if can you imagine how happier people would be if they got rid of this time thing scheduled? Now, listen, if you have to get on a plane, yeah, you got to get, you have to have a watch. You got to hop on the plane at a certain time. And if you have a radio show, you got to usually start it on time, even though sometimes my show is not on time. But yeah, this time thing, let's drop that. We're not wasting any time.
All right.
You know, so what we're going to be wrapping up in a few minutes. And you hear the siren?
Yes.
Well, that's because the studio is right next to a fire department and everyone's rushing. You know what? But isn't that live? Don't you love just live action? Love it.
It keeps it real.
Yeah, exactly.
So one of my great teachers, she was my resource teacher, but she's from India. Her name's Mrs. Sodhi. She has a great book. About living in the moment, but she always tells me, Tracy, we're already okay. You know, in this moment, we're already okay. So if I can, you know, I know we're going to wrap up the show there, but if I could leave that with anyone, just, you know that you're already okay. Everything's working out beautifully, and it's just changing your perception. Exactly what you mentioned, Rebecca, just changing how we look at things.
Yeah. I'm just gonna piggyback on that because one of the things that I said probably a lot hundreds of times is there are, and I use the 360 degree is a perfect circle, and in that, with that 360 degrees, if you're experiencing anything that you're not happy with, or you wish it was different, take that same situation, that same experience, and look at it differently. Find a way I don't care how long it takes, because it is a practice. It is a practice. All of this, you took, Tracy J, it took you 2 years to get the skill of being a Reiki practitioner and now Reiki master. Well, all of that takes practice. And it's the same with being happy. It's just a skill. It's a skill that you develop. So when if you're ever in a moment and you're, I just don't like what happened, or I don't like what he said, or I don't, whatever you don't, come up with one different perspective where you do like it, or you can enjoy it, or you find something good. There was a woman on the show, it was a while ago, and she was talking about she hated her drive. She drove an hour and a half to work and back, and she just hated it. And she kept complaining about it. I'm going to change my job. And I said, well, is there a way that you can look at that same situation, that same drive for an hour and a half? Can you find something good about that hour and a half drive? And you know what she said? She said no. But I kept pressing her. I said, oh, come on. You can find something. And then, because like I said, it's about practicing this skill of finding a different way to think about it. And then she said, well, I guess I can say it's an hour and a half of meditating.
Oh, so she started to meditate.
Yeah, and I said, or she says, and I can use that hour and a half to maybe contact people that I haven't talked to in a while. Yes. And then I said, anything else? And she didn't really come up with anything. And I said, what about sharing what you can do now, changing perspective with other people? Now you know how to do that. Now you know how to share, change your perspective, and then you can find something good in whatever's going on.
Oh, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Wasn't that brilliant?
Brilliant. And then she almost takes back her time. She makes it her own.
Yes. So I've enjoyed having you on, Tracy J. What about you?
Oh, well, thank you. I've enjoyed our conversations. It's almost like having I have my cup of tea here. I just feel like I'm talking to an old friend.
Wait, what do you mean old?
I know what you mean.
But it does feel really comfortable, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, can you let everybody know where they can contact you and give out your information?
Certainly. Best way to get me is probably by email. So you can email me at Reiki with a twist. And it's R-E-I-K-I twist, @gmail.com. So Reiki with a twist. I'm available. I teach Reiki. I do sessions here in Lower Sackville in Nova Scotia, but I also do distance Reiki. So with the distance Reiki, I normally book about 20 to 25 minutes, and then I email you with information that I pick up in your energy field. So it could be like a little reading, depending upon what's going on in your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me, and I'm also on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook and just type in a Reiki with a twist, I'm there. You can like my page, and I normally have updates there. Yeah, and my sister and I also host another show called Eye of the East Coast, so where we talk about different topics. So it's a link on Reiki with a Twist too. So if you ever want to listen in, definitely. We have lovely people like Rebecca on the show. So
and your show is on. It actually, all of your links are listed on the Blog Talk Radio under your information. So anyone who wants to contact you, you can just, you know, look at the information right down on the page. And the Eye of the East Coast is on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You're in Canada, which is 4 hours difference. Every Sunday at 3:00 Pacific Standard Time. And you just go on to Blog Talk Radio, and then you just search I on the East Coast, right?
Right on.
Yay. Now, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, which I didn't ask about my session yesterday. It was funny. I fell asleep and woke up, and you said you saw different colors. And I'm just going to, Now, what does that mean? You said you saw, what does that mean? What are the colors that you saw, and what does that mean?
Colors in your aura. So your aura is very vibrant and translucent. So it takes on a different color of the energy. Now, I always tell people when I start seeing colors of your aura,
uh-huh.
It's like the Nova Scotia weather. It can change very quickly. But I kept seeing golds in your aura, which kind of I felt, and I could see gold in your aura and then gold in someone else's color or aura and have two different interpretations. But when I seen gold, I felt very much a past life with Egypt. I felt very much connected, like the wise. A lot of wisdom. That's why I felt like gold was representing a very high consciousness of universal energy. And I also seen traces of some beautiful pinks. I believe I did see greens because I kept seeing the woods, but like a very green. So you can see different things in your aura, so you can see colors, but then you can also see symbols such as trees. Which I felt very much was your connection with that's how your energy field is kind of protected, and the connection to the woods, but yeah, I definitely seen different colors. Now, normally yellow will mean happiness. Green normally means a mark of a healer or healing energy. Blue means a lot of communication, but it can also mean healing. Red means very grounded energy. It kind of lines up with each. There's energy points in your body called chakras, so you can have those colors coming throughout in your energy field.
Mm.
And violet means very intuition too, which I believe I've seen in yours as well.
Well, I think I have all the colors, right?
Oh, absolutely. You are packed full of colors. You're like a color book.
Yes,
you know?
You're
full of colors.
Lots of colors.
Vibrant.
Well, thank you. And what another thing you said that you were going to share with me, you said after the radio show, how to clear my ears out?
Yes. So we have different chakras, and what I kept feeling, so if people, let's say if you're having, if you notice that you're on the phone a lot or if you have headsets, what I felt with you is just kind of just clearing the energy. So what you can actually do, and this is something everyone can do, there's a lot of, in Chinese medicine, they can actually treat the whole body for your ears. And I'm not sure if everyone's aware of that. But if you kind of take your ears and you just kind of massage it, so if you press down on your earlobe,
uh-huh.
It will help stimulate relaxation and help clear any energy, because energy, just think of it as kind of like you're listening to all this type of information. It's almost like a magnet of energy. So when you're doing a lot of radio shows, which you are, and listening to perhaps when you're teaching your fitness and other things that you teach, you want to make sure that your ears are clear. Because it can get, it's not the right term, but I always say you get energy gunky.
Uh-huh.
So you just kind of help clear that out so that you just kind of keep that energy flowing a little bit better. So one thing to do is just to kind of help massage your ears, pull down on those lobes, and then kind of just move that energy away from your ears, just so that it kind of keeps it nice and clear.
Oh, interesting. It's interesting because when I get massages, especially if I go to Asian places, they're always massaging around my ears and in my. They even stick their fingers in my ears and pull on my ears, and it feels so good. So So, and actually, that's what I'm doing right now while I was listening to you. Well, actually, while I wasn't listening to you. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's good. You're massaging your ears.
Yeah.
And even though it's just massaging your ears, you're almost stimulating your whole body center of your ears.
Yeah, it feels really, really good.
Excellent.
Okay, so you have any other tips? I mean, it feels really good. Everybody that's listening, put your hands around your ears right now and just kind of massage where that little, what is that little heart thing there? What is that little, what is that called?
Yeah, I have pretty big ears, so I always, you know, if you go from maybe from the top of your ear, kind
uh-huh.
of the outer core of your ear, and I'm not an ear person.
Yeah.
But we can post something on and kind of show. You kind of start at the top and then just massage down.
Yeah.
The cartilage, that's the cartilage of your
ear? Yes, yes,
yeah,
cartilage
okay.
area,
so
yes.
So you kind of go around that area and then pull down just very gentle on your earlobes.
Oh.
And that will just help relax your energy. Another good tip is if you are finding that your mind, if you can't sleep and you're trying to grant, like you find that you can't stop thinking,
uh-huh.
And you can't go for a walk because it's in the middle of the night and you can't stop thinking, just massage your feet. Just do a little massage on your feet. What will happen is it will help ground down that energy. And reflexology, again, like the ears, the hands, and the bottoms of your feet, they actually help stimulate all the different, they have all the different nerve endings of the organs.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, that will help ground your energy too.
Oh, see, now this has been a full show of so much great information. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oof, perfect, perfect. Okay, Tracy J., we're going to be calling it a day, and I, again, appreciate and so thankful and grateful that you are on the show. What great information that you've shared with all of us from someone like me who didn't have a clue about, heard Reiki, but didn't know what the hell it was, and you've given us a great, great background, a beginning, just a whole class. Thank you so much for being on today.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me, and if anyone has any questions, you just let me know.
And this isn't going to be the last time you're going to be on the show, Ms. Tracy J., so just letting you know that we're going to have another show, maybe, you know, a few months or so, but thank you. It was just excellent.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rebecca. I look forward to that.
Okay. All right, sweet.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a great day. All right, everybody. Wow, what a great show, huh? You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you like more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And go to the private session tabs. If you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter, send an email to info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Guess what's happening in April? In April, I am going to be speaking at two huge events. The first one is going to be in San Francisco. The second one is going to be in San Mateo. And also in April, my book, finally, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. What? Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness is going to be out in April. So I look forward to that. And until next time, my dear listeners, until next week, I want you to remember who the hell you are. Who the hell are you? You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah,
oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.